Dateline, July 28, 1997. The King of Fighters moves towards Final Destination.
They're back to you for the answer they long seek. That their fate or just running course shall be clear as these powers will be useful. Now, the fourth phase is about to begin.
Imagine if Capcom released a brand new Street Fighter game that suggested, on the title screen, that this would be the series finale. Imagine if two popular characters, let's say Ken and Sakura, appeared in the game in a feral state, their mouths agape, with screams replacing all their usual dialogue. Imagine if this latest game introduced a trio of brand new fighters who doubled as mini-bosses, only for one of the three to transform into a final boss, with powers nothing short of divine. If you can picture all that in your mind, you can understand the shock SNK fans experienced when The King of Fighters 97 debuted in arcades 25 years ago. The annual series had begun just 3 years earlier, but it quickly made an impression on players around the world by gathering characters from other SNK games and pitting them against each other in 3-on-3 team-based battles. Taking his place alongside established leads like Terry Bogard from Fatal Fury or Ryo Sakazaki from Art of Fighting, Kyo Kusanagi debuted in 1994 as the leader of the Japan team and became the default protagonist of the KOF series. The following year, Kyo got a rival to call his own in Iori Agami, a flame-wielding fighter who closely mirrored Kyo's own power set. These characters couldn't match the global appeal that Capcom's Street Fighter roster had in the mid-90s, but with annual releases, SNK worked double time to build the KOF brand with an assortment of memorable faces. While the first game limited players to choosing from fixed teams of three fighters, subsequent titles abandoned that restriction, allowing players to mix and match their own teams, leading to thousands of potential combinations in each game. The flexibility and built-in variety of KOF encourages experimentation and trying out new fighters, as players can always test the waters by pairing a new face with two characters they already know well. I have always appreciated this feature, as I tend to play fighting games for extended period of times, with the hopes of learning everything I can about the entire roster. Storytelling also played a huge role in making The King of Fighters resonate with fighting game fans. The first game established the eponymous tournament as a front for Madman Rugal Bernstein to find the strongest fighters in the world and adorn his lair with statues made from their corpses. Rugal returned in 95 for a rematch, but in 96 the narrative veered towards the supernatural with a final boss, Genitz, informing the player about millennia-old blood feuds and warning of a great power called Orochi which must be sealed away. Turns out the stakes in KOF tournaments are higher than anyone expected. In KOF 97, the Orochi storyline comes to a head as three new faces join the tournament. Officially members of a band, Yashiro, Chris, and Shermie appear as rivals to the usual heroes, though players may select them, like any other team, and play through the story. After defeating six teams, a victory screen congratulates the player on becoming the new King of Fighters. But that's not the end of the game. Instead, either Iori Agami or Leona Heidern will wander into the arena and lose their mind, driven mad by the power of Orochi awakening in their bloodstream. They attack the player, and despite having a 1-on-3 disadvantage, they provide quite the challenge due to an extreme speed and damage boost, courtesy of their rage. The game accentuates the discomfort of this fight against a former friend by turning the background blood red and playing the sound of a heartbeat before switching to discordant background music that's half out of tune. Overall, the 97 soundtrack departs from the usual formula, with lots of stages featuring little or no music at all, settling instead for ambient crowd cheering or diegetic background noise. This lack of memorable tunes only makes the driving music of the final few stages feel all the more significant. Speaking of which, let's get into how KOF 97 wraps up its story. Once players make their way past the aforementioned surprise attack, they meet the new face team again in a tempestuous arena where nature itself threatens to tear the ground apart. This time around, Yashiro, Shermie, and Chris all possess new elemental powers and attack with different moves than before. Even their idle standing animations change, making these alternate versions of the characters essentially different people. Successfully defeating the trio leads to a final confrontation against Orochi himself, as Chris bursts his clothing off to reveal a tall, ripped, godlike being whose feet never touch the ground. While SNK's reputation for difficult final bosses is well-deserved, the Orochi showdown exceeds even their standards, as his powers seem nigh invincible. Orochi can fire black void pellets that fly through anything, erupt energy bolts from the ground at a moment's notice, and his supermove fills the screen with light and drains an opponent's life in seconds. The reach and damage potential of Orochi's attacks are so high that stringing only three or four together into a combo can knock a player right out of the match. So even though players face him in a 3-against-1 fight, the battle still feels weighted in Orochi's favor. With its shakeup of the roster, deep lore exposition, and an epic climax against an all-powerful deity, The King of Fighters 97 represented the largest sea change in the series since the first game established that all these characters inhabit a shared universe. As promised on the title screen and on certain home versions' box art, KOF 97 does serve as the final chapter of the Orochi saga, not the franchise. SNK would designate the next year's entry as a non-canonical dream match. KOF 98 became an immediate fan favorite, a game that retains its popularity to this day, both in tournaments and on Steam, thanks to its massive roster of playable characters. However, while it lacks the excesses of a dream match, 97 has diehard fans of its own, even decades after the fact. A majority of classic Neo Geo games are available today on digital marketplaces, typically sold in compilations or a la carte via Hamster's Arcade Archive series, emulating the look and feel of the original experience, but seldom adding any new features. However, reflecting the long-standing popularity of KOF 97, in 2018, SNK published The King of Fighters 97 Global Match, a remastered edition that adds online play. Yes, you too can challenge a stranger and decide the future of the Orochi bloodline from the comfort of your own home. Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter and Twitch at FEITCLUB Fight Club. Good night!